Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned for the next hour to feel the instant relief as you tap into your infinite potential through your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. On The Truth Is Funny, I am going to share with you some amazing stories from visionaries, speakers, and authors that I've met along my travels around the world, teaching and sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is founder of the Yuen Method. I have been sharing this information at free demos and at seminars worldwide. My guests are people that I have met along these travels who are here to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. So what if you were living like a regular life, whatever that is these days, and you're working and raising your family, and one day you heard a voice in your head, and this voice told you to start a magazine. And even though you had no experience whatsoever, you decided, okay, I'm going to follow that advice, and you invested in that dream. How would you bring that vision into the third dimensional world? Well, today, I have publisher of Issues magazine, which is now available in print and on the internet. I have Angel, who will share with us how she brought this magazine to life. Angel is also the driving force behind the Spring Festival of Awareness, which has been running annually for 35 years now, every third weekend in April. And she's also brought to people the Wise Woman's Festival, which has been running annually now for 17 years, every third weekend in September. These festivals are held in gorgeous, beautiful Naramata, BC, Canada. And Angel has also started the Johnson's Landing Retreat Center for some 10 plus years. And that is near Coslow, BC, if you happen to be traveling through there. Angel is an inspiration for so many others. She's been leading the way by following her intuition. Let's welcome Angel to The Truth Is Funny. Hello, Angel. How are you today?
I'm good.
Me too, because I had that wonderful experience at the Spring Festival of Awareness, speaking with all those wonderful other speakers and all those amazing people from all around the world. There was, you know, well over 300 people at that event. It was amazing. There, you know, what I would like to know from you is, what was the turning point, that crossroad that you came to, that moment where you decided you were going to create this magazine and these amazing festivals and gather people in the way that you heard? What I want to know is, have you always heard voices that told you to do what you're doing, and do you always follow a voice when you hear it?
I do. Yes, sir. Sometimes I feel like I'm reporting into an Army sergeant. And it's, you know, people have said to me, isn't that nice that they're so clear? And for me, they're clear, but I don't know if other people you know, allow that clarity to happen for themselves. And, you know, just, you know, one of my very first clarity things because I did see them when I was very young, at 4 or 5 years old. I talked to St. Peter and the angels all the time. And then one day they told me they, you know, this was the real world and they had to leave, and away they went. And I didn't really get any voices again until I was about 15. And I was this country bumpkin, because we'd moved out from the country into a city, and I finally got invited to the biggest party of the year, which was something you want to do as a teenager. And when I got to the party, the first thing somebody did, of course, was offer me a cigarette. And I remember reaching for it, and this voice in my head, just as clear as we're speaking, said, don't start, you'll never make it. And I just pulled my hand back in kind of shock and made up an excuse why I didn't need that particular one right now. And when I got home, I just remember going, okay, angels, like, let's get really clear here. What's this all about? And the impression, because it wasn't a clear voice at that time, the impression was that if I hung out with people who smoked and drank, I would not be of service to them later in my life. And so I chose four teenagers that would be my friends, and I really didn't bother making any other friends if they smoked or drank. I just stayed really clear of them. And so that was the beginning of it. And then I didn't hear the voice again till I was married and gardening. And so that was probably like, 12 years later. And I was tired of living up in the north because it was rainy. And I came in out of my garden and I could see these big black clouds coming. And I thought, I'll never see the sun for 3 more months. And all of a sudden this voice, once again, as clear as you and I are talking, says, sell your house at $45,000. And I just cried again because I thought, I'll be here for another 20 years, because at that point my house was worth about $20,000. And then the late 70s came, and all of a sudden house prices started going up. And I didn't think much about it, but I remember having my 3 little kids. I had a 1 and a 5 and a 7 or something like that. And we were walking by this real estate window, and all of a sudden my neck kind of snapped. And I sat there and I kind of stared, and I kind of scratched my head and tried to read what was for sale. And all of a sudden this picture of a house that had $45,000 underneath of it kind of jumped out at me. And I went, oh, and I remembered the voice from a long time ago. And so I kind of got excited, and, you know, over the next little while, we got moving down to, we didn't know where we were going. We just kept driving from north until we got to some place called Summerland. I remember going, good, we'll stop here. It's gotta have summer if it's got a name like Summerland. I'll tell you, my house has been led by, you know, most people, you know, they told us we were crazy to try to move into the Okanagan. Young people, no skills, you know. This is a retirement town. You won't be able to find any work. But I just followed my voice, and life has been very, very good for me.
Angel, that's so awesome how you hear it so clearly, and then you're able to follow that advice. You know, you say that, I've heard you say this many times when I've spoken with you, that you steer your life by shifting your hips, but I've never
heard right. That.
Share that with us and the listeners.
Well, that's a dream that I had one day. So I'll go back to hearing voices again. So once we got to Summerland, I found myself a job, because I'd been a lifeguard up in Terrace, and I got another one in Summerland. And I worked there for another 7 years when I got this voice that said, well, it kept calling my name. And it was so loud, I kind of put my hands over my ears because it was like shouting. And I said, okay, we'll have a talk. So when we got home, I went into a meditation. And basically then it wasn't as clear. The voice doesn't get clear all the time. And they kind of let me know that this working stuff was finished, and I was now to do whatever they wanted me to do, which I wasn't sure what that was going to be. But if I was going to be into metaphysics, I figured I should, you know, so I started thinking about things I wanted to do and be. And once I quit, I started thinking, well, I really want to get into metaphysics. because I'd always been into holistic health all my life, trying to keep myself well. And the voice came in as I was going for a walk. I had managed to give up my job, finally. That's another whole story. And as I was out walking in the field one day, this voice said to me, "You're starting a magazine."
Hi, this is Colette. I know there's a lag on the line and you can't hear me very well, but I'm just going to break now. So I just to hold that thought and we'll come right back with it. You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and we're about to take this break. And when we return, I am going to speak with Angel more about the festivals at Naramata. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? Let their tools to help you access you. This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars, Foundation, and Level 1, 5 days to change your life, in Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. My guest today is Angel, who is the publisher of Issues Magazine, and she is talking to us about how she has followed her intuition to become the publisher of this magazine. Before we continue, Angel, I just want to be sure that you share your contact information with our listeners. Can you do that for us, please?
The best way to get a hold of me is issuesmagazine.net, or if they want to email me, it's my name, Angel, at issuesmagazine.net. And, you know, my phone number's on that website and all that good thing.
Cool. So are you, can you continue on with the story about your hips and how you shift energy by steering?
Okay. Well, that's a kind of another... Once I had given up my job, which is always a big scary thing because you're making X amount of money, you've got three kids, you're trying to, you know, live in this real world. And I had gotten this voice that said I was to start a magazine. And I just remember looking up and saying, "And what would I call it?" It was kind of natural. And the voice came back and said, "Issues." And I remember thinking, like, what an ugly name for a magazine. Because I'd been reading Shared Vision and all those, you know, nice names, and I didn't think it made much sense, but I thought, okay. And I walked another couple of minutes, and all of a sudden, and it said, "And you're to write your own column." And I looked up, and I said, "And what would I call that?" And this voice said, "Musings." And I said, "Well, I'll look that word up in the dictionary, and if it means anything, I'll see what I can do." And the reason I make that statement is because I went to a one-room schoolhouse, so my English skills were, you know, maybe grade 5 level type of thing. And I had tried writing a few times, but everybody had told me that I certainly needed a lot more skill with writing. So, but anyway, I've always believed in my voice, so I started looking into what it would take to start my own magazine. And at that point, they had the Community Futures Program. So I showed up at their door, and I said, I'm supposed to start my own business, and I hear you guys will help us. And since I had just, you know, recently quit, I was still on unemployment insurance, and so the lady kind of went, oh, yes, of course. We've got a reflexologist in town, and she sure could use somebody to help promote her. So she gave me the paperwork to do, and I took it home and kind of scratched my head thinking, you know, they tell you to predict how much you're going to make over the next year and what you're going to be your distribution. And I kind of mumbled my way through this form and filled it all in and gave it to the lady the next day. And she just looked at the form and smiled and said, oh, we'll get back to you pretty quick. And within a week, she phoned me back and says, you've got it. And so what they basically do is they take away your UIC and they give you somewhere around $1,000 a month at that point in time. And so that would have been about 1989 when I first started stepping into the metaphysical. And at the same time, right about then, was because I had been running the Metaphysical Society, I was promoting a psychic called Peter Morris. And he came into my life and said, oh, whatever happened to the festival? And I said, oh, I don't know. But I'll find out. I said, I went to it last year, and it was pretty good. So they didn't send me anything. So when I phoned, I found out that there was no energy to do it, and so therefore it was canceled. And Peter went, oh, that was such a good festival. It just got to continue. So why don't you try to find someone to take it over, and I'll try to find somebody to take it over, and we'll meet in a couple of days and see how we're going to do. But that festival has to continue, Peter said. So we did that, and we went out for lunch that day, and he just happened to take me out to Naramata, and we had lunch on the beach. And when I told him I didn't have anybody and he didn't have anybody, he kind of looked me in the eye and said, Angèle, you and I can do it. Oh, really? That was funny. A moment I thought, okay. I said, I don't know much about this stuff, but if you want to help me, I'll figure it out. And over the next little while, we phoned the people who'd been looking after it in Vernon, and they said, well, the lady in the couple that live in Castlegar have to give their approval, and if they approve of you, then you'll get the seed money and we'll pass it along to you, because there is a little bit of funds to help you start out with, because the festival had been running and I guess there was a bit of profit left. And so I'm still of this world of, you know, being a lifeguard and kind of normal. And Nora and Harry show up into my front room one day and want to interview me to see if I'm qualified to do the festival. So I'm, okay. And so we sit around my kitchen table holding hands, and Nora says, I think we'll just meditate on this. And I, you know, a little bit of practice on meditation. I wasn't really sure what I was doing. And we do this big breath and, you know, maybe 5 minutes, and all of a sudden she lets out this long sigh, and she says, she's got my vote. And she says, my spiral went all the way to the heavens. So I'm happy to have her do it. And Harry just kind of nodded and said, yep, she's got my vote too. And I just remember kind of shaking my head going, wow, that's how they do it in the New Age world. Wow. And it was funny. Oh. So that was the beginning of trying to get the festival off the ground. And the magazine, of course, was kind of, it was very expensive to just print a magazine, you know, just to print a poster for the festival and the brochures. And I found it very frustrating because there was mistakes that were made and I couldn't correct them because you had to ask this guy to help you out all the time. So after that first festival, and I had already kind of heard the voice about starting this magazine, and it just made so much sense to get a computer and to figure out how to start it. And so I just said, you know, after, when I had gone for the walk, I looked up and said, well, down here on Earth, you know, I'm going to need a vehicle, a reliable vehicle. I had an old clunker at the time. And I'm going to need a computer, and I'm going to need some skills. And over the next few weeks, it was just amazing. One of my sons had moved out of his room, and one of my other son's friend was a computer geek. And he said, I heard Gordon moved out. Can I move in? So I said, sure. And he was selling computers. So he lined me up with a computer and some programs, and I would sit in front of my computer trying to figure out how to make boxes. That was a thrill. Just, oh, I can make a box and make it disappear again. Wow. Next thing, I could figure out how to put text inside of the box and learn how to save it so it wouldn't disappear and not be able to find it on my computer. So, you know, being a self-taught publisher with no experience, I learned it slow and steady over the years as the computers went from two double disk drives to green screens and orange screens. And now they're so fast, and it's quite a skill to be able to live in that world that I don't think I ever really would have unless I had been told to do it. And if, to continue on from there,
follow your intuition all the time, and
I do.
And it's so amazing. You inspire so many people at those festivals and with that magazine and share all that information. And you know, to have that that sense of just moving forward with what your intuition was saying to you. And look at all the people's lives that you've changed and all the amazing, amazing people that have, you know, been empowered because of you listening to your voice. That is, you have such beautiful energy. And I just want to share that with you, that my appreciation for how much you have done for all of us. It has been such an honor to come out to those festivals and to be, you know, a speaker at those festivals, because I know there's so many people that, you know, really, really, they're, oh, I hope I get picked.
That's funny, too. Oh, that's our own little one. You know, and I really do it with all as much guidance as I can accept. And it's always nice when the voices are nice and loud. But sometimes, you know, they come through dreams, which was more about where I say I shift my hips. Because in my understanding of the world, the hips hold our divine essence. It isn't so much the heart, it's the hips, because that's where we procreate from. And that's really where our creativity comes from, is out of the hips. And when you don't listen, I broke a hip because I heard a voice and he told me to slow down. And I said, I can't. Because by then I'd had the Issues magazine, I had bought a commercial building, I was making rent on it. I had a business partner, I had two employees, and there was no way that I could see myself cutting back. And so I tripped and fell, and I heard this voice say, slow down, and I said, I can't. And so I was getting more things done, and then the next time I fell, I actually broke my hip and ended up in the hospital, and I had a nice long chat at that point, and they got really clear that I was doing too much. So it was the next morning, I called my staff in and I said, sit down. We have a decision to make. And that was, I said, you know, I don't know how we're going to do this, but you tell me, because this is what they want me to do. And it was almost funny because, you know, when I said, you know, to do less, oh, Marcel said, oh, that'll be easy. Why don't we all just take 2 weeks off with no pay every 2 months?
Cool.
And that way, we'll all work together when the magazine comes to print, and then we'll all have time for ourselves, and then we'll work really hard for a month, and then we'll slow back down, and it won't cost you that much more.
I understand that there, you know, people see you and they see how much you do, and I thank you for letting us know that you do slow down too.
Yeah, that's funny when I do.
I'm going to take a little slow down here, too. I am Colette Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we return, Angele is going to share with us what you can expect when you attend the Spring Festival of Awareness, the Wise Woman's Festival. and Johnson's Landing Retreat Center. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Stimulating talk
it gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. I have Angel here who is inspiring us as she has inspired so many others. And she just shared with us some information that I've been wanting to know for some time since I've met her, which is why she steers with her hips. And it makes total sense that our creativity comes from the hips, because that's our womb, and that's where we create our babies. It just makes so much sense to me now. And I was so happy that you shared with us that you do need to once in a while listen to yourself when it's time to slow down. A lot of people will see you at these festivals and they wonder, because Angel is a very delicate woman, and people look at her and they just say, wow, what a powerhouse of energy. And so many people are so inspired by you. So this is so cool that you also let people know that you do slow down once in a while, because we haven't seen it yet.
I'm learning. I'm getting better. But I should tell you the rest of the stories about shifting the hip. It came in a dream. At that point in time, I had two commercial buildings downtown Penticton, and I had a staff and volunteers and running twice as many things as I do now. And when in this dream, I'm riding a toboggan, and on the toboggan is my team, all the people that were helping and working and volunteering in this big toboggan. And we're going down this hill really fast, and then we start to hit the bottom of the hill, and we're rising up into the air. And as I go past the treetops, you can see rubber boots stuck in trees and hats and umbrellas, and I'm going, oh, some people didn't. They couldn't lighten their load up enough to really fly. And at that point, I remember, it's like when you're steering a toboggan when you're a kid and you kind of lean to one side a little bit. Well, that's what life is like. You just kind of shift your hip to the toboggan that little bit, and then you can veer another 5 or 10 degrees, whichever direction that you want to go. And that was the message about we got to just, it's as easy as riding a toboggan on a hill if you're willing to take that joy ride that's quite exhilarating, but you don't know where you're going to end up at the end of the hill, or if you're going to hit a bumpy spot. And so that was when I started thinking about that from the dream and started going, oh, okay, we just, and it's that subtle and that easy if we allow it to happen. So that's my hip, shift the hip story.
That's so awesome. I just also wanted to have you share with us what to expect when you come to the festivals. Like, tell us just a little bit about that. I know the Spring Festival of Awareness was amazing, and that's for both men and women. And then you're going to be holding the Wise Women's Festival in September. So just let us know what's to expect. I'll tell you, the food there is awesome. That you can expect.
Oh, well, good. What you get to expect is a smorgasbord. Just there is so much offered there. And what that gives you is an opportunity to refine your own. You know, when you're at a smorgasbord and everything looks so good, how do you choose? And so this gets to, you know, am I really wanting to do more physical or maybe more psychological or more spiritual? And so then you get to look back after the weekend, and maybe you got to a class and you couldn't get into that one, so you went somewhere else. And quite often I hear from people that said, you know, that was the last thing I wanted to go to, but my friend read and that class was full, so I kind of just followed the flow and ended up that one, and it was exactly what I needed to hear. Because sometimes what we should be hearing isn't always what we want to hear. And so we get to, you know, kind of rub elbows with 35 instructors and 35 healers that are all of like mind and all just trying to be really real in the moment, feeling our feelings, trying to use our internal guidance to be right where we are when we're there and just share from our heart. And it's, you know, people just, everybody kind of in the early days, they would say, wow, I get to feel energy, because we talk about it, but what is energy? And until you have the experience that it can be very subtle, like hearing your own voice. I'm sure people hear their own voice all the time, because people ask me questions like that, and I'll ask them questions, well, didn't you hear a voice that said maybe this or maybe that? Oh, yeah, but that's just my mind. And I try to get them to clarify that quite often that's the angels trying to get through to you, or your dream trying to show you how easy it is. But people like to make things more complex. So when we get to the festival, we try to really simplify it. We try to go with the flow, and we work with everybody's energy as a collective and not just what each one of us wants.
That's what I find so beautiful about the festival. I've attended and spoken at both festivals, at the Spring Festival of Awareness and also at Wise Women's Festival, which is geared more for women. And the amazing camaraderie of everybody, all the people that are there to speak, and amazing speakers talking about varied subjects and speakers from all over the world. It's so amazing. And then all the people that attend, and they come from all over the place, you know, and it's kind of like a big family for the while. It's for that weekend, it feels like family, and it's so beautiful to see everybody's hugging and just kind of really, and some people are wanting their own space, and everybody honors what everybody else is doing. It's just so beautiful. I have to say it, you know, and from your experience of running these for this many years, what keeps you doing it?
Say that last question again.
Well, you've been doing this for 35 or 25 years now. So what is making you want to continue going? Okay, I'm going to go another
People
year.
People waking up. People waking up. You know, the reason I got into metaphysics and started a magazine, one of my very deepest concerns was when the government passed a law back in the 70s that made aspartame a food. I mean, that I just looked at that and thought, the government has sold us out, every person for themselves. And so we have to educate ourselves, because the government is not about to help us, because they got bought out by the chemical industry or the food industry, whatever that decision was. I just knew that was intuitively, I knew that was a big shift. And so how do I express my frustration to have change happen And as Gandhi said, you know, you be the change you want to see in the world. So I started doing newsletters and, you know, writing articles for the local newspapers. And I had my own TV show for 7 years called The Holistic Networker, where I got to interview interesting people. And we'd interview the Hare Krishnas or ear candling and Reiki and things like that. So it was, we've got, my little dog is here and someone had come up to the door. So that's the barking. And so we ended up just, okay, we're going to be in the flow here. Nature speaks as well. Must be an exciting point in time to be able to, and I lost my train of thought. So go forth.
Many times people are getting together and they're doing energetic work and there's animals around. Those animals they like to hang out with the people. And I have a dog and a cat myself. And so they always want to put their 2 cents in.
They do.
Yes. So, but what you were telling us is, I just wanted to say, you've been doing this for 25 years and you clearly enjoy and love doing it so much. And, but it is a huge undertaking every, you know, to put on these festivals. And you also have Johnson's Landing Retreat Center, which is about sustainable living. And this is, totally and completely, amazing how you have managed to run 2 major festivals for hundreds and hundreds of people, how you have are running Johnson's Landing Retreat Center, and all of the information that you're sharing about permaculture out there, about how to build cabins, how to survive in nature without having those skills if you ever need them, all of those amazing things, how to grow a garden, how to, you know, once you grow that, how to harvest that garden, and then to produce beautiful meals. You share so much information with us. And this permaculture is a very big part of this. It's something that a lot of people are starting to recognize, that we are in a time and space on this planet where a lot of people are realizing that, you know, that natural food grown in the gardens and being outside and being in nature and being like just being, actually being human beings that are enjoying this planet and that are stepping into our physical potential. And this is a lot of what Dr. Cam Ewan has been saying, is that it's so important for people to have their physical environment support them so that you can have physical potential on this earth, so that when you're in these places where you're moving people forward, you're able to actually have the physical fitness to be able to get things done and to change this world. Not that this world needs so much to be changed, but that we could honor this world, honor the earth, and enjoy it in so many beautiful ways. So I just really want to thank you for all this wonderful information. Before we take a break, can you just give us your contact information one more time so that our listeners are sure to be able to connect with you, Angel?
Well, if they actually want to phone me, I live in Johnson's Landing, and the phone number there is 250, or if they want to phone toll-free, it's 855, and my number is 366-0038, and if they don't write it down, they can just go to issuesmagazine.net, and the Johnson's Landing retreat.bc.ca. That's, you know, the retreat center. I'm there, you know, once I get back off of this next road trip, because I've just got the new issues out and we'll be distributing it. And then about the time, I'm going to be home in time for the election. So by the time this airs, the election's going to be done and we'll know what our next government is doing.
Okay, so this is Colette Stephan with The Truth is Funny, and we are going on a quick break. When we return, we are going to connect on the Higher Self Network to feel the instant relief as I tune into the energetic weakness of the week. talk to you soon, and we will be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at UtopiaNorthwest.com. That's UtopiaNorthwest.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, this is Colette. We're back, and I'm going to share with you the shift of the week. And what I want to talk about right now is about manifestation. And as you heard, Angel is an amazing woman, and she's, you know, throughout the years done so many amazing things. She was talking about taking consistent steps of action towards your goals. And that's what I would like to tune into right now for all of us, all the listeners that are listening now and that will be listening to the recordings. What I'm doing is I'm energetically pulling everybody together, and we're going to tune in on that higher self network, which is I call HSN, which is like MSN of the unified field. We are all connected out there. The entire universe is connected. Every thought, every emotion that everyone has, all the information that's out there, we are all sharing it with all the other human beings on this planet. So we all matter. We're all important to the universe, and we just want to strengthen that all of us have the ability to tune into our own intuition. Each and every single person on this planet has the ability to get answers from themselves within, from by listening to their own intuition, just as Angel has. And I just want to share with everyone that if you consider your body and your mind and your spirit as like a triad, that you would want to be very centered and stable and balanced right now. And if you put some tension into your spine, if you consider the human body as somewhat like a binary computer. Binary meaning that you're either weak or strong to your energy. You're either in alignment with your energy or you're not in alignment with your energy. What happens is that if you consider yourself as a computer in that way, the hard drive of that computer would be your spine. So if you just put a little bit of tension into your spine right now, And we just, you know, feel that energy running up and down the spine. We can actually delete any programs that are limiting us in any way and energetically tune in just by, it's kind of like flipping switches, just like you would flip on a light switch, by just deleting, like you would, or deprogramming any information that's coming in that you may or may not even be aware of. And as I'm talking now, I'm just tuning in, and we just want to strengthen that the subconscious and the non-conscious and the conscious mind are all congruent, so that everybody always has that absolute ability to have perception about what's going on around you, so that each and every one of us is our own expert when we go into our intuition, when we go to our core and we feel our inner strength. Every single one of us has this ability. I've shared this information with thousands of people around the world, and they, after, you know, they tune into this, they are amazed at what they can move forward and do. People will move forward, people that didn't know that they were able to say paint. They'd never even attempted to do a painting. And all of a sudden, the creativity becomes a lot better and a lot stronger. And they're painting beautiful masterpieces. They're emailing me, wow, you can't believe it. People who start to sing, all sorts of different amazing things that can happen. This method is very strong also for health issues. So we're just going to strengthen anyone right now that you have the fitness to be on this planet, and that fitness is on all levels of influence. So on the physical, on the mental, on the emotional, on the psychological, the psychic, and the spiritual level, that every single one of those levels of influence is strong, and that your daily routine, as you go through your life, that every single one of those levels of influence would be strong, and also that every area of your life would be strong too, so that, you know, your relationships, your fitness, your health, your career and your purpose. We want to get everybody strong to your purpose being connected to your career, and your career being strong to your purpose, so that every single thing that you do, every moment of every day, if you do every single thing that you do with purpose, then you do have purpose. So we just want to get everybody strong to that. A lot of people ask, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? Your purpose is to be the most beautiful you can be. You are the only you on this planet, and you are amazing. You have all this potential. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that, that, you know, your feelings and your thoughts and your emotions can separate and integrate very quickly, so that when you get in touch with that thought, that you would be able to feel your intuition, your inner strength from deep within yourself, and that you would be able to take that intuition, and you would be strong to the perception that of what's going on around you. So we just want to strengthen everybody to same, not same, change, no change, different, not different, so that no matter what is happening, that perception is there, and you have the insight to take consistent steps of action towards your goals. One of my favorite sayings out there is by Will Rogers, who said, you know, even if you're on the right track, you still, if you just sit there, you're still going to get run over. So we want to make sure that the universe wants us to take consistent steps of action towards our goals. And when we are in alignment with this energy, by going to our inner core and asking ourselves the question and getting the answer, what happens is when we get however many answers are out there, if we have the insight from our perception and our intuition being attached, no matter what is happening around us, we would be able to find the answer that is going to propel us towards our infinite potential in a stronger way than in any other any of the other answers. And it's not that any of the other answers are right or wrong or good or bad or positive or negative. What it is more is that the answers that we have, that one, that particular answer would be the strongest answer for us in that moment. And so we just want to strengthen everybody to that, that if you feel that in your spine and you think about that energy running up and down the spine very quickly, that every single step of action that you take would be a consistent step of action towards reaching your goals. And so I share this information with people all around the world. And when I'm sharing this information at my demos and at my seminars, what happens is people that are there, what I do is I boost the people that are there so that the, and this is what I'm doing right now, is boosting each other so that every bit of information is strong for as one person reaches that potential that we're going to boost each other into the next. So my next free demo is going to be tonight at Sacred Space Studios from 7:30 to 9 o'clock a.m. or p.m., excuse me, in Vancouver. You can check www.crystallinevision.com or thetruthisfunny.com to find out information about that free demo that you can attend if you happen to be in Vancouver. And I'm also going to be having a level two and three seminar in Vancouver this coming weekend too. So I just want to thank everybody for listening, and I want to thank my guest for being on the show and for sharing such powerful information for all of us to be able to move forward in the way that we have. And I also want to thank every listener out there that is tuning in right now. And if you're listening to this later, just tuning into feeling that spine and feeling those energetic shifts, I want to thank you for having an open mind and listening to this amazing information and tuning in. It was fun. I had a great time. And please join me every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 9 o'clock a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And next week, I am going to have an amazing woman who is a quantum numerologist by the name of Lee Sinclair, and she will be sharing with you how she uses numbers magically. So bye for now. Have a great week. It was my pleasure to connect with you, and I would love to connect with you again soon.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat, how many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.